We're just going to bang this one out, and I apologize if the audio video quality is bad, but somebody wanted a special video. I got to upload it to BitChute. It's consuming the fucking data, and I'm in no fucking mood for people's bullshit today. Hello, Aaron. Don't use my real name. Just call me John. I know you've said if we go to college part-time, we should also have a good paying job on the side, like being a mechanic, bartender, or security guard. I'm 21 and past. And the past year, I've been working a corporate job, manufacturing type of job, and it pays $16 an hour. I have had friends that work this job that usually get promoted within a year and a half to 2 years. I've been here for a year already, and those friends quit, so their positions are open. Should tell you something, like $15 an hour ain't all that great. One of them wanted more time for personal reasons. The promotion will bump me up to $17.50-$18 an hour, give me the opportunity to get tuition reimbursement for a business degree like accounting. And then you mentioned these other, I've never heard of these degrees in business, finance, marketing, etc. Can you get degrees in those worthless fields? The only real degree you mentioned was accounting. Okay, so please don't take this tuition reimbursement working your shitty job. Sounds like you're a real man. Sounds like you came from poverty. Sounds like this is a struggle. Do not fuck it up by wasting your time getting a worthless degree in finance, HR, marketing, whatever other BS. Okay, you go accounting, MIS, or you go home. That's it. It's accounting. Glad I decided that for you. I'm in college for accounting, so it's perfect. All right, good, good. Don't mention the other names that shan't be mentioned. On the website, they say tuition reimbursement is $5,250 a year. I've asked around and checked the company's Indeed page if there are strings attached, and doesn't appear to be any. All I know is that you need to work 32 hours a week to qualify after being promoted, which I already do. I even have an overtime week a month where I work more than 40 hours a week. In your opinion, should I commit to this job? Are there jobs that offer tuition reimbursement? Usually, yeah, no, if they offer that, yeah, that you can't offer that and then not do it. That's fraud. And you could, you'd have yourself a good lawsuit, a good legal case there. If they're offering it, they're offering it. What I would implore you to consider is going to school online through like Western Governors, ASU Online, getting your degree online on the cheap. It has to be accredited. Those two institutions I listed are, but you can look up other places. But I don't, for accounting, there ain't no reason for you to go physically to a school. So that makes it cheaper. So I would attend some kind of accredited program online. And I think Western Governors University is $6,000 a year. And at $5,250 a year, that's not bad. You almost got it paid for. But perfectly honest, at that low pay, well, yeah, I guess tuition reimbursement. Yeah, no, that's fine. I was just thinking, like, why not work a security guard job so you could, like, take time and a half classes and be done with it? But, yeah, if they're going to pay for your tuition and that's in your getting, but that's not the worst situation. I always look for the quick kill. But, yeah, and here's the thing. Okay, I'll take that promotion and say, okay, I like tuition reimbursement. And they go, well, ooh, you see Jim. His name's not Jim. You see Jim, there's a funny thing. Bye. Work security guard, work some kind of nighttime gig where you could study and be left alone and make money at the same time, take your classes online. Oh, you'd be golden. You'd be golden. All right. Guys, how's my video audio? One good, zero bad. I'll stick around. I got to test this, and I also got to see how this is. Yeah, it's uploading slower than F on the other site. How do you like the audio? Not whether I'm intermittently coming in, cutting out, but how do you like the audio quality so far? Have you noticed I've like got the whole room soundproof now? One, it's good. Okay, based in red pilled. Thank you. Zero. Okay. Jury's still out. Choppy. Yeah, I figured it would be. All right. Well, hopefully when this is done uploading, we'll have better. All right. Talk to you guys later too. Oh, wait, James. Here we go. 2X. What do you think about Montana, Kalispell, and Missoula? Missoula is the leftist part. That's where the university is, and a bunch of rich assholes from California. Kalispell, that's nice. I've been to Kalispell. That's south of Glacier National. It's cold up there, though. But I like Montana in general. But that you can't just say, hey, you know, both are worth checking out. Missoula is very beautiful. You go down to the Bitterroot Mountains. I'm not saying don't live in Missoula. I'm just saying that's where the three liberals live. Billings is a shithole. I wouldn't bother with it. You pretty much want to be on the western half of that state. But there's nothing wrong necessarily with the east side, but Billings is a shithole. You don't want to go to Billings. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.